And Lord, we ask that you open up every one of our ears, our hearts, and our understanding that we might receive that word which you've given to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Light yourselves in the Lord. Light yourselves in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. To praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel.
Delight yourselves
in the Lord. Delight yourselves in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. Say, praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress, he's my deliverer, him shall I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock, he's my fortress, he's my deliverer, him shall I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a cheer. Yeah, it looks like Melanie has a mic in her hand today. Hey, you got something to say?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Every Sunday morning, my husband asks me what I'm going to preach on this week, and I always say, no, 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 no. This morning, I had an answer, so I'm here. when he asked me this morning what I was going to preach on, I said, well, I've been thinking a lot about complaining. I woke up this morning thinking about it, and I looked it up in the Strong's, and I looked it up in the Noah Webster Dictionary, and I found a bunch of different places, mainly in the Old Testament, but the one that I came to that fit what I was thinking about was Numbers 11:1. And it says, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. That sounds like the Lord doesn't really like complaining so much. I feel like I spend my day around complaints. My children are constantly registering complaints with me. And then I turn around and I give those to my husband, which I'm sure he so loves. And he was talking to me a little bit before church started about how you do not need faith to complain. You complain and it's everything that you think is wrong, and it actually comes down to being sometimes a judgment of our husbands, a judgment of God, those in authority over you, about how you're dissatisfied or annoyed, or sometimes it's a physical complaint. Oh, this hurts. This hurts so bad. I don't know what I can do. And the only thing that you can do and the only thing that you should do is give it to God. I'm constantly telling my children, if it hurts, then pray to God and he'll take care of it and he'll take it away from you. And he does, doesn't he? When you pray, he takes it away. And we have to have faith to do that, though. We have to not dwell and wallow in our unbelief and serve God, stand in faith, and ask him to help us when we need it. And that's it.
Well, amen. You guys want to give her a little cheer? And you're right. I do hear a lot of complaints. And no complaint can ever have faith in it.
I hear a lot of them, too.
I understand. All the complaints that come to me go to him.
My complaints just go to everything. Animals and people.
And if you couldn't hear Cheryl, she said her complaints go everywhere. Well, it's interesting that you were talking about complaining, because that sort of dovetails with what I was going to speak about today, which is a four-letter word that not many of us like to hear. We just don't like it. Out in the world, it might be a bad word. Obey. O-B-E-Y. You see obey 114 times in the Bible. And what it means is to comply with commands, orders, or instructions of a superior. Now, a lot of times, we receive these commands, orders, and instructions, and we complain about them. Why is he asking me to do that? That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't want to do that. Doesn't he know that we should do something different? Isn't there something else we should do? I have an idea on how we should take care of this. Well, the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter. Because we're called to obey. Right? Whether it be our employer at work, whether it be our discipler, whether it be whoever is put above us. I think it's Ephesians 6. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And we see it over in Colossians. Yeah, let's go there. Let's go to Colossians. Go chapter 3. Yeah, chapter 3, verse 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. I mean, back up in 22, where it's talking about servants obey your masters, not with eye service. I mean, a lot of times what we do is we sort of get this order. You know, somebody asks us to do something. And what we do is we just, I'm not going to do it. Well, I'll just do it so it looks like it was done, or, you know. And you don't do it as unto the Lord, right? You do that to sort of cover your own butt. You do that so you can say, well, I did it. I did what you told me to do. It still didn't work. But we're called to do things as unto the Lord. I think I want to go over to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. Just going down. 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves for they that watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. I mean, obey them that have rule over you? I mean, yeah, all right. Wait, obey what? You know, what is it I'm supposed to obey? You know, only the things that I think are important, right? I mean, that's all I need to obey, is just those things. No. It's all things. I think the last verse, this one I was looking at this morning, which I think is probably what started this whole thing, is over in Luke chapter 16. And I'm just going to start reading at 10. Just draw this out a little bit. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Now, we see over and over again in the Bible, folks that obey the Lord are blessed. Folks that don't are not. Amen? I mean, why don't we obey? It's fairly clear that this is an important thing. It's fairly clear that this is what we are to do. Why don't we do it? Pride. Right? Judgment. I mean, we can go on and on, right? Cursed flesh. We got to get rid of all this trash, guys. We got to get rid of this. I know for me, when I first became a Christian, I went and I was working for Steve up in Vermont. And I thought I knew my stuff, you know? And I start working with him, and he's pointing out to me all these places where, well, I don't know my stuff. And I was failing. And he told me, in a couple of different situations, you know, here's what you need to do. You need to do A, B, C, D, and then E, and this will be done. That's all you need to do. I said, okay. I went out and I did W, X, Y, and Z. And I was shocked when it didn't work. I mean, these things were things that I thought were easy for me that, you know, hey, just draft a document, do this sort of thing. Word processor, type it out, do it. But because he gave me the instruction of A, B, C, D, E, and I did X, Y, Z, didn't work. Was doomed from the start. So after flopping around and doing things wrong, I go back to him. I can't figure it out, you know. Help me. Well, did you do A, B, C, D, and E? Well, no. I did this. Isn't this better? I told you to do A, B, C, D, and E. Okay. So I go back. And this time I got smart. I said, okay, A, B, C, D, and E. I'll do those things. Problem was that I thought that the order was wrong, and I went ahead and decided I'd do it my way because my way must be better. I'll do E, and then I'll do C, and then I'll do A, and, you know, this sort of thing. And it still didn't work. I mean, after various, you know, failings and flopping arounds like this, I finally just said, all right, I'm just going to do it his way, just to show him that it can't be done. And you know what? I did it his way. It was easier, it was faster, and it was complete. It made absolutely no sense to me. See, I was relying upon my own understanding. We're not supposed to be there. I mean, I see this with my children, you know, as well. I tell them, okay, well, if you go outside, do this, this, that, you know, put on your shoes, put on your jacket, put on your hat, you know, whatever it might be. They go outside, one of them doesn't have a jacket, one of them's missing a hat, and someone's crying because they stepped on something and they didn't have their shoes on. All right. So I come back and patiently tell them again how to do these things, right? And over time, they're learning. And they're starting to do these things. They're starting to see that even though they don't understand as they're standing inside the house exactly why it is that they need to do all these things that Dad says, that if they don't do them when they get outside, they find out that it's windy, it's cold, you know, that their feet hurt. So it's not for us to see the end. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's given us an instruction, we just need to do it, obey, and do it as unto the Lord. And then the other steps will fall into place. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, my soul, oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me.
I'll give the Lord a cheer. Praise God. Yeah, I've been listening to people today. And it seems to me that everything everybody's saying, without actually saying it, is circling around one thing. Confidence. Now, in the last 10, 20 years or so, maybe longer, there's a thing that's been brought in that people talk about called self-esteem. What's self-esteem about? It's all about you. It's all about you, your flesh, your feelings, what you want. Has nothing to do with reality. just has to do with a bunch of feelings. Competence, on the other hand, is tangible. It's based on track record. If you have competence, Cheryl, in playing the piano, it's because you built it over time by playing the piano. I've heard people sit back and say, I can play this and I can play that, and then you'll actually listen to them and they're terrible. Go just, if you want a good example of self-esteem, watch America's Got Talent once in a while. And these people get up there, they couldn't carry a tune in a bucket if it was wrapped in duct tape. And when they're told that they can't sing, they're shocked. They're upset. These professionals that are sitting up there on the platform don't know what they're talking about because they know they're good. A lot of self-esteem in this country today. And I find that the church is full of it. The church is full of self-esteem. But I look around and I don't see much competence. Because, see, self-esteem talks about it. Competence does it. Now, in 1 John, chapter 2, verse 6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Now, he's talking about Jesus. And you, if you say you're in Jesus, you're part of the body, then you ought to walk as Jesus walked. Now, how did Jesus walk? No, we're not going to do the song Walk This Way. He walked in the full assurance and confidence of his Heavenly Father. Go to John chapter 11. Let's go down to verse 41. Now this is talking about Lazarus. He's in the tomb, stinking. Jesus purposely showed up late so he could show the power of God. That's an interesting thing. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew, key word, knew, not know, but knew, that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. How did Jesus walk? He walked to please the Father. He walked to show the Father. He walked to glorify the Father. And because of his purpose, he knew the Father always heard him. And he showed it when he turned and said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out. That's confidence. You go to the average Christian today and you say, does God hear your prayers? Oh yeah, he always hears my prayers. Show me. Well, it says in his word, he promises. Cool, then show me. Because it also says in his word, they that believe on him will do the works that he does. It also says in his word, if you believe the gospel and you're baptized, you shall be saved, but you're going to do these works. They'll follow you. How do you get from self-esteem to confidence? How do you get from self-esteem to confidence? First, prayer. You pray. You may have to pray a lot. But you pray. And you pray those things you know God will hear. You know God will listen to. You pray that he give you a mind that's hungry for his word. You pray that he gives you a heart set to do his will. You pray that you will have a focus in serving him. You pray that God gives you his love that you may love others. These are things the word says God hears, he does. He's going to answer the prayers that please him. Now you can go pray for 40 prostitutes and you ain't going to get them. At least not the kind you want. But you pray the things God wants you to have that glorify him, and he'll get them to you. And then you start obeying. You start obeying his word. And you start stepping out. You see, perfect love casts out fear. Amen. But when you're in public and you're talking to a little waitress and the waitress is having a bad day and you say, what's the matter, honey? Oh, I've got a terrible headache. Do you say, let me pray for you? Why? Because you're afraid. You're afraid it won't work. It'll make you look bad. You don't care about God. You don't care about that person. You care about yourself. But if your heart's right, and you're seeking to show love, then you say, give me a hand. Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, take this headache from her and heal her right now in Jesus' name. And when she's healed, you got a peg in your confidence board because you prayed the prayer he wants and you've overcome fear. You see what I'm saying? And over time, this will build and build and build. And one day, without realizing it, you'll find you're walking as he walked. Confidence in God. Confidence in his word. Confidence in his mercy. Confidence in his love. Confidence in his grace. In no place there did I mention you. Or did I mention myself? I have no confidence in myself. If I were to say I had confidence in myself, then I would have to say that I have confidence to find a way to screw it up. I got plenty of confidence in that. But my confidence rests in the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father and His Holy Spirit. That's where my confidence lies. And that's what I will build on continuously. If you have received Christ, then you can hold on to that word where Jesus says, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. You ever felt left? You ever felt forsaken? You ever felt like there's a brass roof over your head and your prayers can't get through? Have you ever felt that way? I have. That's where faith comes in. That brass roof is a lie. It's a lie. You're believing with your flesh, not with your spirit. When you believe with your flesh, there's a brass roof. When you believe with your spirit, there's the throne room of God. And you can walk into that room as though you belong there, because you do. Amen? Amen. That's all I got to say.
My shelter.
worship you. Shout to the Lord all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
News, news, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. He asks me how I know he lives within my heart. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
Stir up a hunger.
up a hunger in my heart for more of you.
Praise the Lord. Dear Lord, we just ask that all those who listen to this message today, all those that are here, all those that will hear it online, let go of themselves, Lord, and allow you to come into their hearts to build them and strengthen them through your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.